More than 1,800 Australian plants and animals are currently at risk of extinction. One of these threatened species is the Albert's lyrebird, sister to the superb lyrebird famous for its mimicry of human sounds and presence on the 10-cent piece. Gareth Kindler is a PhD student at the University of Queensland, involved in creating a web app that allows people to find out what plants and animals are threatened in their local area. And then they can engage with their local MPs to find out what can be done about it. Melanie Scott investigates what's happening with Albert's lyrebird.
Many animal and plant species in Australia have seen devastating losses to their populations in the last decade due to habitat destruction. Gareth Kindler, a PhD student at the University of Queensland, explains how big the crisis actually is.
The threatened species crisis is really coming to a head because a lot of threatened species have lost a lot of their range over the last 230 years. And range I mean by their habitat and the region they're able to survive and thrive in. So we've contracted these ranges to such a point that over the next 20 years, the predictions of how this extinction crisis is going to go is basically it's going to get drastically worse, extremely worse, and there's going to be a lot of extinctions. There's basically a wall of extinctions coming in the next 20 years because these threatened species have been pushed to this brink.
One of the species facing this problem is the Albert's lyrebird. Fiona Backhouse, PhD student and research assistant at the University of Western Sydney, explains.
So Albert's lyrebirds are currently listed as near threatened, so that's not as bad as it could be. But part of the issue is that we don't actually know very well how many lyrebirds there are, so it's kind of a rough estimate. So they're doing okay, but there's potential for them to do a lot worse, potentially, depending on how the fires impacted them.
One of the reasons lyrebirds are important to Australia is for the important role they play in the local ecosystem.
So superb lyrebirds are known as something called ecosystem engineers. So when they forage, they're ground foragers and they dig up heaps of leaf litter and soil, and this buries fire fuel, and so this can actually reduce the impact of fires. And it's quite possible that Albert's lyrebirds are doing the same thing.
Surprisingly, lyrebirds don't always mimic human sounds. In fact, far from it.
Yeah, well, both species mostly just mimic birds in the environment. So that mimicry of things like car alarms and chainsaws, it does happen in superb lyrebirds, but mostly in captive birds. And as far as I know, there's no recorded instances of Albert's lyrebirds mimicking human-made sounds. They mostly mimic birds and also occasionally possums.
I wanted to find out why.
It's a really good question, and we're still not entirely sure exactly why, but one of the thoughts is that this is a way to both show how many sounds they can create to impress the female and also to show that they are, you know, they have this incredible vocal ability to pick up just about any sound. And if a bird can do that, well, he must be pretty fit. So hopefully that means a female will want to mate with him.
How is the Albert's lyrebird different from the superb lyrebird?
So they're pretty similar if you would look at just both of them separately. But what you find is the Albert's lyrebird is a much more red colour than the superb lyrebird, and their tail is a little bit different. So superb lyrebirds have these beautiful yellow tail feathers on the side that people usually think of. Albert's lyrebirds don't have them, but they still have this amazing white sort of waterfall of their tail. But they also sound different. So while both species of lyrebirds have this incredible mimicry of other birds, they do it in slightly different ways, and they also have their own songs that sound different between the two species.
Gareth Kindler has been working on a web app designed to help Australians learn about threatened species in their local area. I asked him to explain what the project is all about.
Yeah, so the Threatened Australians project is essentially trying to make the threatened species data that the conservation community within Australia has developed over many years relevant to a wider audience.
I ask Gareth why they feel it is important for people to be put in contact with their local MPs about threatened species.
So we're looking at it through electorates because we want to encourage people to engage with the crisis, for starters, but then also think about a solution or a way that we can work towards providing a better environment in Australia for these threatened species.
Like many species, the impact on the lyrebird has been due to the destruction of natural habitat, but there are other factors as well.
The Alvis lyrebird has a long history of habitat clearing since European settlement of the area. And so that's really pushed them into just these still forested mountainous areas in the region. They could also be threatened by introduced predators like foxes and cats, but we don't really know what the impact of that is. And the other recent one is bushfires. So the recent bushfires burned up to a third of their habitat. But because this is an area that doesn't really burn that often, we don't really know what the impact on the Alvis lyrebirds will actually be.
Fiona believes that there are still things that can be done to help protect this wonderful species.
So one of the things that we can do is to make sure that we protect what habitat they have left. So that means if we can sort of reduce the impact of fire on those areas, that's great. And also reduce the impact of weeds. So there's a lot of weeds that encroach into that beautiful rainforest in that area that really make the habitat less good for lyrebirds. And there's a couple of citizen science projects occurring in that area where people can share their lyrebird sightings so we can find out exactly where they're occurring and how many there are, and also for landowners in that area to clear out weeds and regenerate the bush in that area.
Fiona Backhouse from the University of Western Sydney, ending that report by Melanie Scott.